Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up this morning with something heavy on my mind.
It's alright.
Couldn't see clearly with these tears in my eyes.
It's alright.
On my knees, emergency, so started praying. Always on time. Oh, you changed my life.
Well, good morning and bless the Lord. Thank God for you today. We're grateful to have you with us this morning as we go into Wednesday, another middle of the week. Thank God for His grace and His mercy. Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I quote it all the time, and it's just what I tell myself on a daily basis. Just whatever it is, this is the day He has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I will find something, not always the easiest thing to do, but I'm going to find something to rejoice in. I'm going to find something to thank God for. I'm going to find something to bless His name for and to honor Him for. I'm going to find something to make sure that I am expressing my love for Him. And I pray that that is your exact testimony and that is your exact mindset, that we are going to just do what blesses God because He has blessed us with another day. Amen, amen. It's Wednesday, and I pray that you have had a great week up to this point. I pray that your week has already gone in a great, great direction. And if it has not gone the direction you want it to go, then today you take it, you take the bull by the horn and you turn it in the direction you feel that this week needs to go. So it might not have started the way you wanted it to, but thank God you're going to declare that it's going to end the way you want it to. It's going to end in grace and mercy, prosperity and blessings. And just begin to move down that road and toward it. Tonight, don't forget, we're coming together for a recharge. We are Wednesday night. We're looking forward to God meeting us as we begin teaching on the foundations of our faith. What do we believe as Christians? We're going to talk about it. We're going to spend some time over the next, I think it'll probably go through most of this year, just going through the tenets of our faith and unpacking it and having some conversations about it and just trying to understand so that we can be better witnesses to God and for God. We can be better witnesses in understanding what we believe about justification. What is justification? What is redemption? What do these terms mean and how do they play out in my Christian faith. I believe that if we understand better what we believe and what makes us Christians, if we understand that better, it would impact our prayer life. It would impact the life and time that we spend with the Lord. We would spend less time praying about our mistakes and our failures and crying over the mistakes we make. And we'd spend a lot less time feeling that we don't deserve the grace of God and the glory of God. We would be able to do so much more for the kingdom of God if we were to understand what we believe and not allow people to place us back in boxes. So I'm praying that you would change your schedule, whatever you have to do, because this is about your spiritual growth. This is about you getting where God is calling you in your walk with Him. And so that's tonight. We're going to see you then. And did you know that Thursday, tomorrow, is the official 15th anniversary of Hope Christian Center? It was February 1st, 2003, that I was installed as the pastor, and thereby also officially launching this church that we planted. And it's just an amazing thing to believe and to see that 15 years have passed. Lord have mercy. It has been quite a ride. I have grown beyond my wildest dreams. God has established me in places and areas that I never thought possible, and I believe that we're just getting started. And so make sure that you wish a member of Hope and yourself a happy anniversary. Just so excited about what God is doing. And this Sunday we'll be together for our communion service, our joint service at Spring Creek, and we have some surprises for you. And I just want to use this time to celebrate. We're going to kick off celebration, doing some things throughout the year, just celebrating in this milestone and understanding the importance of this milestone. Amen. Well, bless the Lord. As we get ourselves prepared for what's next, I'm praying that you, as we've been talking about moving from here to there, the theme for this year is moving from here to there. We're moving from where we are to what is possible. And I'm believing God. I believe in God that He is going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's at work in us. God has a plan for this church. There is no doubt about it. The enemy has tried on just numerous occasions consistently to destroy this church, to break this church, to break the unity of our church. He has tried so desperately to use people smartly placed to inflict damage on what God is doing through Hope. But thanks be to God that we're still here and we're stronger than we've ever been. I am just excited about that this is a picture of the strength that God has implanted in us. And so understanding that, grateful to God for here, grateful to God for the things that are happening here, and I would be satisfied. I had people who would ask me in years past, you know, Pastor, when will you be satisfied with what God is doing? Because God has been doing so many things in our church. When will you be satisfied? I said, I would say all the time, I will be satisfied when I know that we have gotten to where God wants us to be. When I get to the place of knowing that God has used me for a specific thing and understanding what God intended for me to bring to my generation, and that I did that, that's when I'll be satisfied. As long as I understand that there is a there for us, and that God has still equipped me and anointed me to help us get there, then I cannot be satisfied here knowing knowing that God has there for us. And I want you to have the same mentality, that I'll be satisfied when I recognize and know that this is where I am, is where God intended me to be. And then if that's it for me, if that God has nothing else and nowhere else for me to go, amen, I am satisfied. But as long as you feel in your spirit, you feel that burning in your spirit, you see that, you feel that kicking in your spirit, as long as you feel it, as long as you know that God is still pushing you to create and to do some new things, and you better not be satisfied with here. You want to keep on pushing, keep on going, keep on believing, keep on trusting, keep on growing, keep on creating, keep on loving, keep on moving forward, because God has something more for you to do. It's not over. It's not finished. I know it may feel like it, and you might sometimes want it to be over and finished. I've been there. But let me tell you, there's nothing to be gained by quitting. There's nothing to be gained by stepping down. There's nothing to be gained by walking away. God has his hand on you, and God intends to bring to pass exactly what he said he was going to do. It might not look like it's possible. It might not look like it's coming. But I prophetically say to you that your season of change, of growth, of development, of ministry, of peace, of effectiveness, of impact, of impartation, your season is upon you. It is upon you. So some of you are already walking in that season. I'm praying that God will keep you excited about what's happening, and keep you excited about what he's doing, and keep you excited about the doors he is opening. And I'm praying that you won't be able to shrink back. You won't be able to backslide. You won't be able to walk away. That God's favor, his grace, will keep pushing you toward your destiny. Amen. That's what I'm believing God for. I know he can do it. Let's pray, y'all. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so very much because you're good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. We glorify you. We bless you. We thank you for your ministry towards us. We thank you for your grace toward us. We thank you for your love and kindness toward us. Without you, we could do nothing but fail. Without you, we would be like ships tossed in the river without sails. But because you live, we can live also. Because you love us, we can love past our hurts. Because you take care of us, we can trust you with our future. Because you are with us, we can trust you even in the valleys of the shadows of death. And because we know that you love us, we can trust you with our future. So, Lord, we thank you for everything that you are doing. And we pray in the name of Jesus that your hand would continuously be upon us. We thank you for embarking and getting so close right now to the 15th anniversary of Hope. And I am grateful to you that you have given us this vision. I'm grateful that you've given us the people that you've given us. I'm grateful for the steadfastness of the people of God. I'm grateful for the steadfastness of the people to the vision. Thank you for this great church. Thank you, God, for your blessings to us. Thank you for your ministry to us. And we believe that over the next 15 years that you're going to do something we could only imagine. We're going to look up and see the hand of God in a great way. And so, Lord, I bless you for it. Thank you for it. Glorify you for it. Love you for it. And I pray that you would help us to be more effective. Help us to lift up the name of Jesus even more. Help us to bring glory to your name even more. Help us to bring more people to the kingdom. help us to move people and grow people and develop people, develop leaders that we might have. You might have adequate leaders in the Lord's church. So thank you, and we glorify you. Lord, I pray that you give a great day to every person listening. I pray, God, that you open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing upon their life, upon their work, upon their goals, upon their dreams. Meet us tonight with your anointing, and we pray, God, that you would be with us. Bless us, and we shall be blessed. Take care of us, and we shall be taken care of. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'll see you tonight. Now come ready to worship. And come ready to grow and to learn, because that's what we're going to be doing. All righty, talk to you.